USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy adding 4.8 million jobs last month, sending the nation's jobless rate down to 11.1%. At the same time, the new data released by the Labor Department this morning showing that 1.4 million people filed unemployment claims for the first time last week, as many businesses reversed themselves, closing again because of the surge in coronavirus cases. It marked the 15th consecutive week of unemployment claims that exceeded 1 million. President Trump, though, says the numbers show that the economy is rebounding, and the top U.S. House Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy agrees.
We're watching this V comeback. What I see is we're rebuilding, renewing, and restoring this great nation.
The U.S. Supreme Court has punted a ruling on releasing grand jury testimony from the Robert Mueller Russia investigation, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Republican senators are reportedly considering replacing Columbus Day with Juneteenth as a federal holiday in the United States. The day celebrates the ending of slavery, but some lawmakers don't want it added to the list unless another federal holiday is removed. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson saying yesterday that Columbus Day is the one that should go, though he says he's open to other choices. The Mississippi flag has gone from the state capitol there. The flag with the Confederate emblem was removed a day after Governor Tate Reeves signed a measure to do away with it. The push to change the flag coming amid ongoing national discussions about race. MPC International, which operates more than 1,000 Pizza Huts and 400 Wendy's restaurants, says it's filing for bankruptcy. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With less than 5 months until the 2020 election, a survey of religious voters finds a decline in support for President Trump. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The latest survey of 4,700 adults by the Pew Research Center finds Mr. Trump is facing a 10 percentage point deficit in his race against Joe Biden. Greg Smith of the Pew Research Center tells us that decline was also evident in one of Mr. Trump's strongest voting blocks in the last election.
Well, our current survey shows that the number of people who give Donald Trump positive ratings for his handling of his job as president is down across a variety of religious groups in the United States. That includes white evangelical Protestants.
John Clemens, USA Radio News.
Tesla is now the most valuable car maker in the world. The electric car company overtaking Toyota. When its stock reached an all-time high yesterday on Wall Street, the price of the stock doubling since the year began. Elon Musk's company is now worth more than $207 billion. Toyota has a market cap of $202 billion. And Disney is bringing the hit Broadway show Hamilton to Americans' living rooms beginning tomorrow. The award-winning Broadway musical will be streaming on Disney Plus. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.